best idea for a podcast of all time. This is Champs in the Making, a Pokemon bracket podcast where we put all 1,000 plus of these little fuckers in a bracket, make them fight until we see who the best one is. I am Jacqueline Swampert, host of Unwise Girls and Other Things, and she, her pronouns. And joining me today, starting from the top of Discord order, is...
Oh, yeah. Hi, that's me, Cloud. I didn't delay. Are you she, her? How's it going?
And then...
Hello, I'm Jay. I use they, them pronouns. Usually when I'm on this show, I'm in the driver's seat, but now Jacqueline's in the driver's seat. She's driving all over. We're going to go rob a bank today. It's a great day to take a drive.
That's right. And finally...
Hey, I'm Oak. I'm the editor of Three Little Words, he, him pronouns.
And that's our crew for today. And we're going to go right into our first matchup, I think. Let's do this. So our first matchup for the day is Clown, do you want to start us off with this matchup?
Sure. It is Raichu against Poliwrath.
Ooh.
I'm not like Pikachu. You know him. I think he's been eliminated. I'm definitely in the camp of like, I wish Raichu got more love in general. Like, Raichu, look at those ears, look at that tail. Raichu's a cool guy. It's tough because Raichu is very much just like I do feel that way, but then Poliwrath is the just final evolution in a line I like a lot. Like,
yeah.
I can't. I'm just going to keep going,
well, I'll
someone
just
else
say it.
Talk.
I think Poliwrath sucks.
Damn.
I have to disagree. This is really hard for me because I love both. These are two of the ultimate Pokemon to me for sure. Why do you think Poliwrath sucks?
I don't know. What is there to like about him? It's not an interesting design to me. The colors aren't very interesting. It's kind of almost monochrome, but not in a way that a lot of the... Not in a way that it feels like it's working within the limitation of the hardware. It just... I don't know. He's not my type. He sucks. I don't like him. Send him to Christian hell.
I understand what you're saying. Poliwrath is a simplistic design, not the flashiest, not the most beautiful, but Poliwrath has like a Rocky-esque charm. Poliwrath could be a contender. Poliwrath is the, like, Poliwrath has, like, been in the community for a long time, and nobody ever realized that he was going to, like, beat the world champion for a shot at the heavyweight title, or however boxing works.
Well, here's a spoiler for Rocky. He doesn't beat the heavyweight champion.
What?
Damn.
God damn.
Oh, no.
Here's a question about this line. So the Poliwag line is based on, I don't know if it's a specific kind of tadpole or just tadpoles in general, where their bodies are translucent and you can see their intestines through their belly, and they are coiled in the same way as that spiral on its body. That's why it has that spiral. That's all well and good, and I think that's that's a great thing to design a Pokemon based on. Poliwrath is water fighting. Where does the fighting type come into the math? Like, how does that become part of the equation?
What, do you not like a big frog that just punches people?
But it's still a tadpole. Like, so here's the thing. Poliwhirl evolves into Poliwrath or Politoed, right? Politoed is the frog. That stays water. This is a tadpole forever. It's just a tadpole that has full articulated limbs and can punch. I like it, but the more I'm thinking about it, the more I've actually never interrogated how fighting type entered the equation.
Someone threw a rock at Poliwhirl and it got really, really mad.
I think you have to look at this as like a victory of like simplistic design. They're expressing the fighting type through like Poliwrath's stance, through its like the way it's looking at you, from the way it holds its shoulders. Like this is a fighting type through like it knows how to fight, but it doesn't have to like have a big wrestling belt. It doesn't have to be a human. It just like exudes fighting energy.
I don't know. I don't think I should be able to see its intestines and Like, how am I supposed to, hang on. Okay, my cat needed to jump off the desk.
Didn't
the
need
emotion
to do that.
Of him. Well, he did because he wanted to go eat.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
How am I supposed to know when Polywrath is angry versus when he's happy? Like, what does a happy Polywrath look like? It doesn't look like a design that is meant to be a living thing. It looks like it's meant to be some pixels.
That's an interesting point. I get what you mean. I am dropping a surprised Polywrath in the voice chat, text chat. I do kind of get it, though. It is also, like, I know we don't full on... We always say this, and then we do it anyway, that we, like, don't try to do too much stock in, like, other members of the evolution line. But, like, to contrast members of the evolution line, it is kind of just like you took Poliwhirl and you just hit it with a meat tenderizer for a while. It's Poliwhirl, but, like, a little flatter and a little angrier and a little more arm to it. There's not a lot that changes when it evolves.
I get that argument. And we haven't even talked about Raichu yet. This is basically been focusing entirely on Poliwrath. And Raichu is a great Pokemon. It's true. Yeah. The thing that I think I have a problem with here is the idea that, like, that was a bit strong. It's difficult for me ultimately. Where are our votes right now?
Raichu.
I don't know. I think Raichu, but I want to talk about it more first. I'm dropping in the chat regular and Alolan Raichu. Here's the thing. I said what I said about Raichu. I think it's a really underrated design. It's great looking. I've never gotten Alolan Raichu.
I
don't understand why it looks like that.
Voting for Raichu count for Alolan Raichu?
Yeah, yes. they're both versions of it. They're both kinds of Raichu. Same way like Mega Evolutions count when those come up.
It's not my favorite Alolan design, but I do like that he surfs on the tail. That's very cute.
It looks like a friend.
I like that he surfs on the tail. This is a me issue too, is like there are Pokemon I look at that I think look too much like merch.
Uh-huh.
Like, Alolan Raichu looks too much like a plushie to me. And it's different if it's, like, Stuffle, which, like, has a Beanie Baby tag coming out of its ass and is, like, there's kind of a bit as to, like, why it looks so much like a stuffed animal. But, like, there's other ones that just look like a toy to me and not a creature in a way that bothers me. And it's one of those. I don't get why its ears are like that. I don't know. It's I don't get why it's psychic type. Like it just doesn't come together for me at all. But regular Raichu does. I don't know.
That's fair. Yeah, Alolan Raichu is a friend, but I get the idea of like it's too cute merchandisable plushie.
Well, I mean, he does come from the ultimate cute merchandisable plushie, Pikachu.
That's true.
Raichu doesn't have that problem, even though it also does. That's my struggle. Like, why does one not the other, I guess?
I think Polywrath is a really good evolution. I think, despite my arguments for it, I might be leaning more toward Raichu, too. Raichu is just so... I've talked shit about Pikachu on here. Raichu has none of the same problems as Pikachu.
Yeah.
I think... I was floating between the two until I learned that this one is also the Alolan one, because then I'm just like, oh yeah, Raichu takes it.
Yeah, do you like Alolan Raichu more than regular Raichu?
I don't know if it's more, but it's like, whatever Sun and Moon coming out when I was in 8th grade and playing it did to me.
Christ,
did you
you're
say
younger
8th grade?
Me.
Yeah.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ!
I like dropping how young I am and freaking you as
I was a senior in college!
I'm withering to dust.
Time. I think
one
it was 8th, it might have been freshman.
Christ.
I'd have to do math.
Raichu also has the very sick Lieutenant Surge's Raichu versus Ash's Pikachu fight. Which, like, the anime does that thing a few times where it's like, here's a main character's Pokemon that isn't fully evolved versus someone else has the fully evolved version. They do that a few times. None of them hit the way Pikachu versus Raichu do back in the day. It's such a like important thing in that show in terms
of Ash
and Pikachu getting closer. Yeah. Pikachu gets hospitalized after the first time he fights Lieutenant Surge's Raichu. Ash shows up with a Thunderstone and like puts it on the hospital bed and tells him, Pikachu, it's up to you. I'm not going to force you to do it. You decide what you want to do.
That's good. Pokemon anime was good sometimes. I think I'm casting my final vote for Raichu, I think. I love this guy.
Yeah.
Paul Raichu all the time.
Also, thing is, Poliwhirl's still in the bracket, so I still consider this a win. All right. Next match, we've got Venonat versus Crobat.
Venonat got this far.
Battle of the Bugs.
As it should.
Battle of Bugs.
Yeah, I just said Venonat. That and then I went, you know, I do like Venonat, actually.
Yeah.
Venonat is so cute and so simple in a way that I really like. I like how fuzzy it is. I like the antennae, the weird little eyes, the little teeth. I like his nubby little arms and feet. I want to pick him up and ruffle him.
I like that it has big, like, its feet are like bunny feet almost. Like, they're very big and floppy, and that's very fun.
Yeah.
I gotta shout out Crobat, though, for being the, like, the one every evil character has this, but it still evolves into a Crobat to show the power of love.
Yeah. That's... People talk about Butterfree a lot, and I think Crobat is my Butterfree, where, like, the story reasons have kind of make up 90% of my love for it. I really do just like Crobat being, like, because everyone fucking hates a little, like, not, you know, not really, but, like, the archetypical thing is, like, oh, Zubat, what a shitty, sucky Pokemon I hate to encounter. But, you know, sometimes you grow to really love the one of those, and it turns into just this fun little shape.
Through the power of love, the most annoying creature on Earth can become one of the most persistent speed threats in the Pokemon competitive mega metagame.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I like his design. They should
give it a mega.
Yeah.
They made Pokemon Z real. They should just start going balls to the wall.
Pokemon Zaza is real. All bets are off now.
Oh my god. Venonat is so cute, though. Those eyes, the hair, the little ears, the antennae. What's that? Like the tiny, tiny hands sticking out of the fur? What's going on below there? Are you, like, what sort of creature shape are you?
Same thing as Tangela, where it's an orb by total body mass, not by actual underlying shape.
No, I think it's an orb underneath, too.
You think so?
I think if you shaved a Venonat, it would look... It would just be a circle.
That makes sense.
I dropped in that theory.
I've dropped in the chat as well.
Apologies to listeners, because I think I brought this up a previous episode, but... There's a theory that Venonat was originally intended to evolve into Butterfree because they have the same, like, mouth shape and eyes. Like, they look the same. They look like they should. And that's not, like, a plus or a minus for me in this context, but I just think it's, like, interesting and worth bringing up.
I understand this argument. They do look very similar. Butterfree, I don't think that Metapod would ever evolve into Venomoth, though.
Yeah, there's not a lot there, I guess.
Except for the big googly eyes.
And Venomoth, yeah.
I know that one of the bases for this theory is also that apparently in the English port they like screwed up the names of Psyduck versus Golduck.
Oh.
That does make sense, actually, huh?
I didn't know that one, actually. That does make sense.
Huh. If I'm wrong and some Pokemon fan out there is screaming and having podcast ghost syndrome, I apologize, but...
I mean, God, can you imagine, like the Misty Psyduck saying Psy-yi-yi when his head hurts is so, like, iconic. I cannot imagine a world where we don't have that.
I think this is relatively easy for me still. I think I'm still a Crobat supporter.
I'm Venonat. I'm Venonat
all the way.
Okay.
Do I tie it up or don't I? No, I think Venonat is my favorite of the, like, first stage Gen 1 bugs. Caterpie, anime nostalgia aside, doesn't do a lot for me. Weedle doesn't do a lot for me. Venonat is the one of them that's, like, a pleasing to look at little fellow, and so I think it's Venonat for me.
Okay. Well, you know, that's fine, too. I like the funny guy.
I don't dislike Crobat. I just like Venonat more.
I like Crobat a lot, but I think it's Venonat.
Absolutely fair. All right. In the case, Venonat is the winner. Crobat, go, bat, right to hell. Our next
but
match.
In hell, we like them.
That's the thing, right? That's the thing people have been saying lately.
Hard decisions. Oh, okay.
Jay, you tell us the next match.
It's we've been in the air with Crobat, and now we're going down to the ground. We've got Torterra versus Onyx.
Torterra is major ground. It's just, I like that it just is like the earth. It's like one of those fucking,
yeah.
I guess it, I was going to say it's like one of those turtles that has the earth on its back, but that's literally what
it
is.
Yeah. It's
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, the turtle with the world on its back. We've all seen it.
Yeah. We've all read. Is it Terry Pratchett who has that in a bunch of his books? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the thing in Avatar The Last Airbender too, I believe.
Sure. Yeah. I think that's just a thing from like human culture and folklore actually, but I couldn't tell you which cultures.
It makes sense.
It's easy Torterra for me. I like Onyx a lot, but everything I like about Onyx, I like about more about Steelix. Torterra, like, to what you just said, Jacqueline, like, it is, I think it is one of the best designed final evolutions of any starter Pokemon.
It's just so good. And, imagine riding it.
Yeah, imagine.
You know what I mean?
Imagine
hanging out
in that
under that tree.
Yeah! Come
on. How big is Torterra?
I think it's, like, disappointingly small, so I try not to think about how big it is.
Probably
it's
like
a Charizard situation.
It's like trying to ride one of those, like, pogo things outside the grocery mart. It's never as good as you think it'll be.
Its height is 7 feet, 7'3". So, but if that's, like, if they're measuring head to tail, that's a big motherfucker.
What's its girth?
That is the question, isn't it?
People have been asking this. If it's 7'3", then I would guess I don't know. It's pretty square. Maybe it's also 7'3" girth.
That's a radial. Yeah. I've been on record as I like when a motherfucker is radial. That's a radial motherfucker if I ever saw one.
I think like side to side, assuming the 7'3" is like head to tail, maybe cut off like a foot. Or 2 feet for the head and the tail.
Yeah. Does the tree add any?
I don't, because if we're measuring, like, head-to-tail ways and not, like, up-and-down ways.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
For Onyx, I think Onyx is cool, but boring, you know? I think he runs purely on nostalgia.
I think when it's Pokemon Gen 1, and there's, you know, obviously, like, as Pokemon designs got more complicated over the years from, like, the Game Boy to systems that could show more, right? And so, like, when they're working on very basic designs of, like, what if a rock thing looked like this? Like, it's cool to have
sort of
a
beast.
Rock snake. Yeah, it's some kind of beast. Like, I like that, but, like, I don't know. Yeah, I already said I like Steelix. Steelix is finished Onyx to me, and Onyx is prototype Steelix.
What I'll give Onyx is that it's like a testament to you get to Brock's gym and you've never played Pokemon before. This is my experience when I was playing Pokemon Blue. You get to Brock's gym, you've never played Pokemon before, and you just have your fucking your Bulbasaur or your Charmander or whatever you picked, and you see Onyx come out. That's scary. That's a good first boss battle.
Yeah.
I remember experiencing the same thing because. Yeah, I don't remember how I got it or why, but I remember playing Fire Red and Leaf Green instead and just pulling up.
Yeah, when you were
and
one.
Getting my shit
rocked.
Yeah,
I was about to say,
when you were negative four.
Yeah, when I was negative four.
God.
No, I was playing the remakes, not the.
Yeah.
I did play Yellow once on the because they had it on the 3DS. I think.
Ooh.
I liked it.
But yeah, Torterra is the test is like so cool. Like the they make the asymmetrical design work so well. I'm also gonna vote for Torterra.
Yeah, it's a good bonsai.
The other cool thing about Torterra is the Gen 4 starters all have dual typings that like give you very wide coverage without like a lot of the newer gens. It's like okay, fire, water, grass is your main type wheel, and then the secondary typings of the final evolutions are often like. Fighting dark psychic or something that's like also a wheel. The secondary typings of these give you really wide extra coverage without being that obvious about it, which I like. Like the fighting steel ground is kind of there, but it's not as like clear cut.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
It's kind of they both get to beat up Empoleon.
Yeah. Torterra is so good a grass ground that they didn't make another grass ground until Scarlet and Violet.
Yeah.
They owned that type until last year.
God. I think, No, I agree. I was just,
All right. Torterra sweep?
Torterra sweep.
All right. Our next matchup. Oak, can you read that to us?
Our next matchup, if my cat will not rub against the microphone for me. Next matchup is Sneasel versus Swampert.
Oh, ho, ho.
So we know Jacqueline's vote.
I was going to say, pointing and staring at Jacqueline, big grin on my face.
Easy Sneasel vote, obviously. No.
Sneasel does rock, though. This one is like, we're starting, like, this is one where I'm like, ooh, I'm starting to feel it now. Because, like, Sneasel is one of the, like, oh, cool, dark types are new. Here's an edgy little freak, dark types.
It's such a funny name for a dark type.
Yeah.
I've never quite understood it. Like, I just think of it as a little creature that goes at you.
Sneasel pisses me off because I could never catch one as a kid. I'm Team Swampert all the way.
Yeah, yeah, that is good reasoning, though. Sneasel isn't evil enough for the evil type, in my opinion. It's crossing its arms so you know it has like a bad attitude. That's fine. Again, asymmetrical design, always fun. I like it. It doesn't do as much for me as Swampert does. Swampert, I like in the sheet we have Swampert just like peering over its Sneasel about to destroy it with an earthquake.
Yeah. I do think Jay just sent the Hisuian Sneasel. And I do think I like that one more than normal Sneasel.
Yeah.
Really?
It loses points for Sneasler.
Because that's
like
interesting.
That one.
I dropped it in there to ask because I don't really like, it's fine. I don't, the color scheme doesn't work as much for me, and I've never totally understood why it's the type it is. Like how.
Fair.
But I'm sure there's something in Pokedex entries, but so Hisuian Sneasel is fighting and poison. And I'm just not sure how you get from fighting and poison during the age of Legends Arceus to traditional dark and ice by the time.
Well, it's purple.
I think it was that it full tilt got like. No, never mind. That was just the headcanon thing I saw. Ignore
me. What's the headcanon, though? What's the headcanon?
That, like, somebody pulled up with a Johtoian Sneasel and it just, like, outcompeted them.
Oh.
Because it was better for living in, like, icy environments and shit.
Okay.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's not unreasonable.
Also, I'm a sucker for poison types, so.
Yeah.
It's a cool poison type.
Oak, where's your head at?
I don't know, I'm going with Sneasel to be contrarian. I like the kind of like feathery design it has.
Yeah.
Swampert, I'm sorry, Jacqueline, to me is like the worst of this evolutionary lineup.
I'll cover my ears for a moment, don't worry.
Is this the final one, or is this the secondary?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
the final one? Hang on. Swampert.
I actually like Marsh Stomp a lot.
Marsh Stomp's
Marsh
great,
Stomp
yeah.
Marsh Stomp rocks, yeah.
Like, I look at that guy, and I look at his name, and I look at him standing
Yeah, Marsh
there,
Stomp
like,
kind of
damn,
rules.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
It's a great line, yeah. I'm not going to contradict that, believe me.
Yeah, I don't know. It's okay. It's not for me.
But Jay, what was your vote?
I'm going Swampert. I did have to think about it for a minute, though. I like Sneasel. I think Sneasel is one of those Gen 2 Pokemon that, like, you look back and it is weird. It didn't have an evolution to begin with. I don't know. I like it, but Swampert is definitely, like, we've talked a lot about that motherfucker on this podcast. Swampert, to me, is, like, the Gen 3 starter.
Also, like,
of
Mega
choice
Swampert.
A lot of the time. Mega Swampert is the Kool-Aid man,
rules.
Has those big arms. I like the color scheme a lot. Water ground, much like grass ground, great type combo to have in a starter Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
It's Swampert
unless,
for me.
Unless a grass type looks at you funny and then
yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's true.
Gulp.
All right. Well, 3-1, Swampert is the victor. Thank you, everyone. Let's just write that in. And the next matchup, Clown.
It is Gimli versus Ollie. And I would sooner die than cede any ground on Gimli. You'll have to kill me for this one.
I'm right there with you.
I'm ride or die for Gible.
He's got the little mouth. It's huge, going ah. I like it. It's got jet boosters on its ears. Can it hear from the other direction, or can it only hear from the other side? Can it only hear things behind it?
Ooh, I've never thought about those things as ears. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Oddish doesn't give a fuck about anything in the whole world. I think we could destroy Oddish right now, and it would not care. It
wouldn't like notice. Oddish.
I think he's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my only like argument. I think he's nice.
But I think I'd go for Bellsprout over Oddish. You know what I mean?
I also would.
Disagree. I understand.
I think Bellsprout is bad design.
Fair.
Damn.
But in a Victory Bell versus like Vileplume kind of way. Like I'm using this guy on my team.
Vileplume is so cool though.
Victory Bell is so cool. It's got a big mouth. Vileplume
looks like.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I like the corpse flower, but it feels like it's gonna fall over. I'm like, damn.
And so you gotta help it up. You gotta keep it up.
Oddish, I think the Oddish line in general is underappreciated. And I was strong on Gible at first, but looking at Oddish, just such a like pleasant, like this Oddish could be growing in your yard right now and you would never know, but it's living a whole life in there and you have to respect that. I love Oddish, actually. It's not quite a circle, it's more ovular. This is truly just a fucking weird Pokemon. I like it. It's got hair.
It does have
That's
hair.
True. This we cannot true. Deny that it has hair. I don't know. To me, these are two Pokemon that you could use as kettlebells at the gym. And I think Gible would make the superior kettlebell because them things on his head are handles.
Yeah, two grips.
I don't know. I like Oddish, but Oddish, I don't know. This is the Gen 3 person in me. A lot of Hoenn, Oddish is like the grass type Rattata in a way that makes me very quick to dismiss it. Even though I agree, like I also like Vileplume and like its line and stuff. I don't know. Gible, there's just something about that mouth to everything else ratio that does it for me. There's something about the fin. There's something about just like, I don't know. I get more personality out of a Gible than I do out of an Oddish.
The mouth is really cute. I like how it doesn't seem to have any teeth in the front, just on in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's teething. It's a baby.
And I like that it's a Digimon. I like that it's just like a little like in-training Digimon.
That is my least favorite feature.
Well, you know, everyone can have their... Everyone has their meter. Like, how Digimon do you like your Pokemon? Mine's higher than most people, I think. And I respect everyone's opinions on that. But it's got the little grabby paws. I don't know. This is hard.
Yeah. How are we all... So, Oak is Oddish. I'm Gible. Clown is Gible. Jacqueline, it's all you.
I think I'm still Oddish. I think we need to take this to a tiebreaker.
Damn. Oh, tiebreaker
my
time!
My wife is in the other room. I can get them.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
And you come out and break a tie. Hey, sweetie.
Hi.
So we need you to break a tie between Gible and Oddish. Who do you like better? Can you come around so that you're facing the microphone? Can you give me your thoughts?
I like Gible. He's a little guy.
Let's fucking go.
I love his mouth. Mm-hmm. But Oddish is a classic and like...
Fuck!
Is shaped like a friend.
So what's your vote?
I gotta say Oddish. Look at the friend.
Thanks, sweetie.
And there we have it. Oddish with a tiebreaker vote goes through.
This is a dark day. Oak, with all respect to your partner, this is a dark day.
Well, I think Mads did pretty well.
No, that's great. That's great. It's good. It's good. It's fine.
All right. I think we have time for one or two matches if we go super quick. This next one, where are we? Me. This next match is Snivy versus Poliwhirl.
Here's the Poli I will stand up and defend.
Here's
the guy who got him intestines spiraling around he front. And I don't have to ask questions about how he got all those muscles. It's Polly World for me for days.
This guy sucks less, but he still sucks.
Damn.
Well, all right, how do we feel about Snivy? Tell me your Snivy thoughts.
I like that he's very pointy. He's small. His teeny arms, I like his big leaf tail, his huge eyeball. His little feet, look at the little feet. And, you know, I like his color palette. Very earthy, but in a very, like, pleasant, grassy kind of way.
Yeah. Snivy was my starter in Pokemon White, or Pokemon, I don't remember which one I played, one of them. And that is, like, depending on the day, my favorite Pokemon game. So I have a lot of affection for it, but also I stand by what I've said before. Poliwhirl is the epitome of the partner Pokemon. This is like your friend that you can just see a random trainer having going throughout life. And
yeah,
that has so much to me. I love Snivy, but Poliwhirl is it's just the Pokemon design, in my opinion.
See, I couldn't be friends for life with a Poliwhirl because I look at it and there's just nothing behind those eyes. There are no thoughts going on. Head empty. It is just a spiral.
But Snivy, there's malice behind those eyes, which is worse.
No, it's not worse.
Oh, see, I don't trust that motherfucker. I don't trust that motherfucker.
He just has a flat affect. He's fine. Autistic.
And that's the timer, so let's... This will be our last match.
Okay. I do think, like, so Snivy's whole thing is, right, it has those little, like, arms and legs, but then as it evolves, it loses them, which is, like, a whole, like, actual, like, natural environment, like, adaptation and evolution thing that they're riffing on. I do think that's very cool. Like, I do like that it's a snake that becomes fully a snake as it evolves.
Yeah. I want to give Snivy its props, but I think in the end... Yeah, Snivy has a lot going for it. Classic memes about it being a smug snake or whatever.
Smugleaf was the name people were giving it before we knew its American name.
Yes. And I think that honestly it really matches, like, I always thought Snivy was a really good match. This is one of the gens where I'm like, the rivals and main character have set Pokemon to me. Like, I think Snivy is so perfect for, like, the fucking glasses motherfucker in Gen 5.
For Charon, yeah.
Yeah, Charon. And I that is so, like, that's such a perfect, like, synchro of Pokemon trainer combination that I do like that. But it's only okay as a starter. Like, it's not even one of my, like, top five favorite, like, initial evolution starters, to be honest.
Talking about Poliwhirl, I just dropped in the chat the Time magazine cover about Pokemon when, like, the Pokemon craze was first starting in the 90s. The reason I drop it is that specifically the cover in question, for many kids, is now an addiction. Cart, video games, toys, a new movie. Is it bad for them? And in the center of that magazine cover, like, to you know... The idea is, oh, is it hypnotizing your fucking kids? They do put a Poliwhirl.
Oh, do you think that's what they're doing?
Right? Yeah, absolutely, because it's got that twisty swirl around the whole page behind all the other Pokemon. And then in the middle, you have Poliwhirl, who's got that spiral on him. That's absolutely... I did newspaper page layout once. I would have been bragging for weeks about being the guy who laid out that front page. Genuinely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the fact that Poliwhirl lent to that gives it even more points for me.
And it's even got Psyduck in the corner being like, oh no, I've been hypnotized by Pokemon.
Oh no!
Oh, that's perfect. Alright, I am definitely voting for Poliwhirl then.
Hell yeah.
It's Poliwhirl.
It's still
the
Snivy, but I'm outvoted.
Alright, and then with that, with Poliwhirl winning 3-2, that is the end of our episode. Thank you, everyone. What do we usually say at the end of these? It's,
Bye.
So thank you everyone for joining us. Oh, Jay, what are you saying? Sorry.
I was going to ask people to plug their stuff. I guess we're kind of on and off on whether or not we do that anymore.
Any plugs? Yeah, any plugs anyone wants to do?
Go listen to We See Saw. There may or may not be a second season coming out soonish.
Ooh. Listen to Interstitial Infinity. I'm on it. Clown's on it. You know.
Yeah, do that one.
Yeah, yeah. And go listen to Unwise Girls too. We all, yay, things. Also, definitely listen to both We See Saw and Interstitial Infinity. Wonderful podcast, both. But for now, bye.
Bye.
Also, definitely listen to both We See Saw and Interstitial Infinity. Wonderful podcast, both. But for now, bye.
Bye.
In the Making, like all shows on the Moonshot Network, is made possible in part due to our lovely patrons on patreon.com/moonshotnetwork. Thank you to $50,000 of puppet school debt and a lifetime ban from Trader Joe's, A Failsafe, A Fell, Aaron Shelton, Alex Keswick, Alex Kyra, Amy, Andrew Sherman, Anissa Danny, Anthony Charlier, Ben Schwinn, Ben Active, Big Brother Benji Waterman, Birdlord 5000, Brian Melvin Stapleton, Christopher Byron, Circle Hunter, Claire, Colton Corbett, Daniel Miller, Danielle, Dapper Cuttlefish, Dean Dean, Etta Mendez, Eve Patty's Chicken, Electric Gaunt, Elias Rosner, Emma Shannon, Emery, Evan Jenkins, Philo T. Hazard, Flips MCL, Funi Sherman, George Coulson, Grizzytron, Hamlet Cooper, Honeybee155, Impernia, Indigo, Ira Prince, Izzy Sykes, Jay Harkins, Jackie Asimov, Jacob Bennington, Jane Dataghost, Jay Petrickin, Jeffrey Norris, Jice, Jen Wilses Arisotti, Jeremy Auer, Jesse Peterson, Joe DeVita, John Bruce, John Rattlemane, JWX, K, Kiefer, Lilith Penrod, Logan Jenkins, Lisso, Mammon, Marissa S., Martin S., Martin Lord, Mayday Knight, Michael Anderson, Michael Ornelas, Minty, Mr. Jakey Poo, Mockering Magpie, Mononymous Sam, Morgan Gate Levin, Mossman, Nick Pilaro, Picture is the Cutest Kobold, Bry Atticus, Rem Diaz, Real T-Rex, Roma Ostman, Rhino, Southian, Sam, Samantha Cook, Sarah McClintock, Sean Carpenter, Sheena Markov, Scoval, Sylvia Crow, Tindarkin, Tanner, The Great Gahul Tree Ribs Union, Theodore Monk, Tim Riley, Toasty Bread, Thomas Herbertson, Triple Jumpster, Turtle Lover 2244, Verdigris, Veer, and Voyen.